Good morning and welcome to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM. As always, this is a comedy time, no serious conversation for me. That is until, you know, my afternoon show. That's the 4 o'clock one. But, there we go. But 9:30 to 11, or, for now it's 9:34 to 11. It's just pure comedy. And, you know, I'm just gonna go through something that I think, our society is broken. One thing though, have you realized that we have only, okay, in the two main division of animal classification, that is, domestic animals and wild animals, has anyone realized that we have not classified ourselves? Like, we know, every time we write down a, you know, well, if you stopped anyone to name, take for example, 5 wild animals, they are going to go with a lion, lion, zebra, blah, blah, blah. And then you ask them, okay, now, give me 5 domestic animals, cats, dogs, cattle, and you are looking at sheep, goat, human beings. We know we fall somewhere in the animal kingdom hierarchy, but we have not described ourselves as to whether we are wild or domestic. Now, if you ask me, there's a perfect explanation for that, because some of us are domestic, as in we are civilized, as in we use our brains, and some of us are broken beyond repair. There are problems in this society of which I think the only befitting punishment is castration. I'll explain on the other side of this break.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Now, welcome back. It's 24 minutes left to the hour of 10. If there's one thing I am known for, is this is for both my listeners and my close friends. One thing I'm known for is I'm a comedian that is very terrible at, that's very good at hiding the fact that they're a comedian. Which is why I've been, I've confused a lot of people. Some call me political analyst. Actually, I'm not. I just like politics, and because politics and history are my topics of choice, and is, when it comes to comedy, most of the cooking I do it in reference to either history or politics. I do social topics every now and then, and today is one of those very few every now and then when I basically look more deeper into the whole social way, at least in comparison to political discussion. Now, and that's now the thing is, if you are going to write jokes about politics, you'll first have to read and understand at least the basics of politics. If you're going to write jokes about history, you have to understand a few things about history. Now, I totally understand. A lot of people, okay, one thing you guys must understand about comedy is that, you guys think comedy is only good for you guys. Believe me, comedy is more beneficial to a comedian than to you. Now that I finished snitching on my fellow industry men in the entertainment industry, specifically the comedy part, because it's very therapeutic. It's therapeutic, and believe it or not, it can be addictive. I know. I did not realize that, and it was not brought to my attention until 2022. There's a whole story behind that. One thing you should understand about comedy is that, comedy is very nice when you more like, when you basically drop pieces and puzzles and the listener pieces them together to get a full picture. In other words, I, the comedian, must think to come up with a creative joke that that you, the listener, must be able to piece together and then come to your own realization. And it's very fulfilling to come to the realization, oh my God, now I get it. You know, that, oh my God, now I get it. That's exactly what we are looking for. The problem is there are a lot of people that want to be spoon-fed. Actually, that sucks the fun out of comedy. You have no idea. Okay, this is, every time I'm having a conversation with my friends and I bring up a joke that flies over their heads, which is when it comes to political jokes, it's like most of the time, because a lot of them are not really interested into comedy. And they ask me, okay, now, what does that mean? You know what? Instead of going into detail to explain the joke, there's nothing more annoying to a comedian than having to explain the joke, because then it sucks the fun out of it. I'll give you an example. A few days after the election, well, we all basically found out that, well, our president-elect is going to be, well, our president-elect, who is now our president, it's a woman. Now, we have never had, to talk about a first gentleman before. For most of us to this day have no idea what first gentlemen even do. Now, after a few, after looking at the African continent, I came to realize that, oh, hang on a second. We have one active first gentleman right now, and that's Tanzania has a female president. And she's married and she has a first gentleman. Now, I remember coming here the other day and, shortly after that. And I said, well, if I was Namibia's first gentleman, the first thing I would do, this was last year, the first thing I would do is hop on a plane after my wife is inaugurated. The first thing I would do is hop on a plane, go to Tanzania and sit with the first gentleman of Tanzania and ask him, dude, I'm new at this. I'm a military man. I saved my country. I know how to pull a trigger, plant some C4, shoot some bad guys. But this whole first gentleman thing, I have no clue what they do. So I can get some advice. Now, before I brought that joke here, I had that with a few of my colleagues and relatives. Some of them just went straight out to, okay, what does that mean? Then I came to realize that for you to get that joke, first of all, you must be able to locate where Tanzania is on the map. And you must know who the president of Tanzania is. Unless you have background knowledge of who the president of Tanzania is or where Tanzania is on the map, you will be like, okay, what does that mean? Now, I'm not going to sit the whole day and explain to you that. You know what? What the joke means is, the president of Tanzania is a woman and she has a husband. And that's the same situation Namibia finds itself right now. So what that means is, the first gentleman of Namibia would have gotten, or if he haven't already gotten, a lot of advice on how to be a first president from someone with literally experience, that is the first gentleman of Tanzania. Now, having to explain that is very, 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 very painful. So, when I'm asked to explain my own jokes, that's when I go like, never mind. It was a joke. I didn't tell it right. You just never mind. Let's move on to something else. Like, you can't be that lazy. You're supposed to think. And yeah, and also let's clarify something about comedy. The role of a comedian is not to make you laugh. You laugh on your own, just fine. Laughing, that's your own. Is to tell you a joke. Now, for them is to do their own research or based on what they like, their topic of choice, and then start telling you jokes. Now, on the jokes that they are telling you, you must be able to understand the topic that they are talking about, or otherwise you're not gonna get it. Now, I'm one of those people, especially on different social media platforms, especially Facebook. Yeah, I'm that old. I still use Facebook. I'm a part of a lot of different comedy groups. Believe me, there are math comedy groups, there are coding comedy groups, there are scientific comedy groups, and sometimes I'm looking at some of these meth jokes that these guys are trying to crack and I have no clue what these guys are talking about. that's because, well, I'm that terrible at math. And then you go through the, and now when you go through the comment section, you see how, you know, how everyone is cracking. Oh, well, well, I almost missed that one. You almost missed. No, I didn't miss the joke. Actually, the joke missed me. So, which is why, I think for my, for most of my stage comedy, I do social topics because, well, political topics requires one to sit down and, more like, you know, to sit down and break things down in a way that is much easier to understand, not on an expert level, just on a sarcasm level. Because believe me, it's a whole different language on its own. Now, moving on. Now back to the, on how we have not reclassified ourselves. Oh dear. Well, that's a new one. I've been called Hermuta, Hermuti, Helmond. But yeah, it's okay, man. This is, yours truly, the noisemaker. Look, if you are laughing, I'm doing my job right. So thank you very much for that. Troublemaker. I got a new name, guys. I got a new name from Priest K. Lee. Troublemaker. Nice nickname. But the difference between me and other troublemakers is that, other people, when they make the trouble, they face, they face the consequences of those trouble. I just ran away from it. You were problem solved. That's because, well, I want to continue talking, and for me to do that, I need my teeth. So facing trouble will lead to me risking my front teeth, and I need those to pronounce words like those. Otherwise, then we're going to end up with, you know, with those. Anyway, back to the part of wild animal versus domestic animal. We have not placed ourselves as to in which category do we fall under in those two categories. We have not classified ourselves as to whether we are wild animals or domestic animals. And I think I understand why. Because some of us are domestic animals, aka we are civilized animals. We are not that, you know, we are not going to go bananas on everything that goes on, on everything that threatens us. Or we are not going to go wild or crazy on every now and then. But you'll find some people that are just flat out wild, as in really dumb. There is no such thing as stupid people. Actually, there is. In this, our wonderful country called Namibia, we have read several stories of fully grown men gang raping and killing kindergarten kids. And you, now, after reading a story like that, you will find it very hard to convince me that there are no idiots on this planet, because they are. Now, there are only three ways to explain why someone would do something like that. Drugs to the point where, and this drugs thing is something that actually France pointed out to me. When I walked in here this morning, I only had two. Now, drugs. Now, which is something really, I find very confusing. You are going to spend a lot of time working or stealing to make money that you will use to buy drugs, and then get high, and then, sexually molest kids. Man, that's one heck of a goal you have there. I'm gonna go and rob someone's house and risk getting shot in the head. And then, my main goal is to steal a television or two, sell them, and then make money. Now, the money that I'm gonna make, I'm not going to invest it in something productive or so that I can stop stealing. Actually, no, I have even a much bigger plan. My plan is to make that money and buy crack. Now, my goal for this crack is even bigger than the previous two goals. And, the main goal is to sell the drugs, get high, sexually molest a kid, and that's when I will feel fulfilled. Jesus Christ. At this point, you need prayers. Not from Jesus Christ alone, not from God the Son, alone, not from God the Father alone. On this one, you need prayers from all three of them. Forget your prophets and man of God. Those ones are not going to cut it. You need the three big guys here combined to help you. So let's go through this again. Like, at which point do you really realize that it's a brilliant idea? Okay, you know, you're just sitting at home, bored to death, because you're behind is lazy to find a job, you know, to come up with some kind of a hustling business. I know. Now, then you're like, you know what? How do I contribute to society? And the only brilliant idea that comes to your head is, okay, you know what? I think the best way I'll contribute to society is step one. I'll break into someone's house and steal their stuff. Right. So far, so good. Okay, step one. Check. Step three. What am I going to use the stuff that I'm going to steal? Am I going to, you know, give that, donate that TV to charity, to the needy? That's not how I want to contribute to society. I have another plan. Okay, the stuff that I'm going to steal, I'm going to sell it. Sell it. Excellent. Selling. Plan B, check. Okay, now, after I sell this stuff and now I have the money, what do I do with that money? I mean, I could buy food for my loved ones. I could, donate again to charity. I could, you know, give some of it to, to church for the forgiveness of my sins of having to break in someone's house and having to sell someone's stolen stuff, even though Marketplace is thriving with that business. But anyway, I have something to do with that money. Oh, I have an excellent idea. I'm going to buy drugs. Excellent. So far, we're doing great. What are we going to do again? Now, after these drugs, what's the main goal of, to get high? Get high so that I can sleep, so that I can exercise, so that I can wake overnight to get some job done, you know, something positive to contribute to society. Not really. I'll just go out there, prey on kindergarten kids, and then sexually molest and murder them. Unfortunately for us, we have people like that walking around in our society. People who will make one sick individual decision after another. Like, how you go to bed after that is beyond me. Because, I remember going out and asking a hot girl for her number, and she said no. I barely slept. And you have someone who is molesting a kid, murdering her and throwing her in the ditch. And for some reason, they can just go to bed like a baby. And you all are worried about the devil. Unbelievable. Especially Christians. You guys leave the devil alone. Actually, I think after reading stories like this, the devil is the least of our worry. We are the biggest threat to us. I'm telling you. So the first thing is drugs. The second reason is ritual. Now that one I even have a much bigger problem. Actually, the first one is more disturbing. Actually, they are all disturbing. Yeah, they are all disturbing. Like, yikes, disturbing. So the second one is rituals. Now that one is one of those things where a fully grown man with hair in all the right places that God intended the hair to grow, albeit some of it may have been, you know, long mowed out for procreation or something services. But the point is, the point is, what you see here is the ritual part is also a little bit interesting, that because you have a fully grown man or woman that is telling another fully grown man or woman that, you know what, the reason why your business is failing has nothing to do with the global economic upheavals or up and downs. It has nothing to do with that. The reason is you are not sacrificing. Donald Trump's tariffs and Donald Trump's budget cuts or more like Donald Trump's foreign policy or inflation, that's not the reason why your business is failing. The reason why your business is failing is because you have not killed that your child. And for some reason, you have to put in mind, this is a conversation between a fully grown man and a fully grown man. None of them understand how the economy works. But for some reason, one guy that lives half his time in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of roots, for some reason, have reached a point where he have convinced himself that just by, the ancestors somehow taught him economics. Now, instead of trying to look at how inflation works and how basically global economy, especially the biggest economic players in global economy, aka countries like the US, you know, the EU and the US, the EU and the Americas, how they more like, how the decisions their executive or officials make on a daily basis impacts, can either, contribute positively to the economy or can punch it hard in the face. They don't do that. They just say, the reason why you are not being promoted is because you keep sleeping at work. No, that's not the reason. The reason why you are not being promoted is not because you keep showing up drunk. That's not the reason. The reason why you're not being promoted is because you show up to work once a week. That's not the reason. The reason why you are not being promoted is because you have not sacrificed your child. Are you nuts? Now, that's the witchcraft part. Again, still don't understand it. Actually, I don't want to understand it for the sake of my sanity. Then we get to the next part now. So, drugs. I don't understand. I'll be with you shortly. Now, where was I? Just imagine. And by the way, this is something that is happening in our society. Like, unfortunately, it's something that is happening on the ground. You have a fully grown man that's drunk half the time he shows up to work. That is almost non-existent. My biology teacher back in high school, there are those learners in our class that he always referred to as tourists. These are the guys that showed up once or twice a week. Now, he didn't call them students, he called them tourists, because according to him, they only, came to school to, to visit occasionally, which is why he called them tourists. Now, you have employees. You have employees that can also be labeled as tourists, because they are barely at work, but they want to be promoted at the end of the day. The question is, how? Now, if this was a baby, you can basically sandal the heck out of them. That's the African way of raising kids for some reason. Not babies, though. They don't do that. When you reach around the age of, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, African parenting is all the therapy you need. You don't need the Sigmund Freud. Believe me. Now, what was I? Now, what you get here, what you see here is that, both the drug motivation to do these things, raping and murdering a kid, all the drug motivated and ritual motivated reasons, none of them make sense. It basically goes to show how twisted our society is, basically. Dude, if you are not showing up to work, if you are not putting in the work, you are not gonna promote it. You are not gonna get promoted. So, it has nothing to do with you sacrificing your kid. By the way, actually that's the biggest scam under the sun. And by the way, for me to carry out this sacrifice of your kid, you have to pay me, at least 40,000. So, I'm paying you my money and my child for me to get a promotion, for me to get promoted to a position where I'll most likely get fired because, if I'm lazy to do my job now, I'm not going to be good at doing my job even if I'm promoted. Therefore, chances of me being fired are really high. Unfortunately, these are not new stories. especially in most parts of Africa. The case of the 9 or 12 year old girl that disappeared back in 2022, the South African one. I just forgot that kid's name. It's an ongoing case right now, but my God, the stories coming out of coming out of witnesses are some of the most scary and outrageous stories. But they get you to think like, okay, if this is the direction we are taking, your child's skin and eyes for $20,000, really? Do you need money that much? Like, what are you going to use that $20,000 for? Really? Mother of the year, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apili kwa mavchaziva. Mwele kisema app atolo kasi nchavu kamso. Zakale liferile, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, mwikutwe kulimusi emba santo ye mwietuna. Mwikole sfera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha falizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilini, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyali nzwira mlimu. Zengwi zefu mani hamasifera sesifa app ya imba ize tatama Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Simane Kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu haiva mtavira kulisifera sakereke ya mina si eke zwefa mkoloko walifera za imba va 081-2358-063 kapa mulumere imele kwa digital@omalighty.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Minutes past the hour of 10. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. As always, I'm here until the hour of 11. So I still have 58 minutes left. Now, let's look at why I'm bringing that up. The whole power thing and promotion. So one thing is you have to understand that mankind, this is where my poster now comes in. Mankind will do anything for power. And we have been doing a lot of things for power. Let me give you an example. Empires only go to war for two reasons. One, when they are stealing something. Two, when they are losing something. So, when an empire is at war, you have to look, that's why it's very important to see that when an empire is at war, either directly or indirectly, it's important to look at the history behind that specific area as to why is there a conflict. There's a history behind everything. When you take, for example, when you find, if you come across, a man and a woman that are kicking the heck out of each other, instead of saying, okay, you know what, you punched this one first, find out first what happened. And every court case begins that way. Every police case, when they are trying to find out, like, why are you two fighting? They will want to find out. Now, more often, you will find out when a couple is fighting. It's something that took place a very long time ago. Especially it's when it comes to guys. That's when we start talking now. We are not very good at talking. But anyway, that's a whole different discussion. So why do we... what have we done as a species? What is a man willing to do for power? Short answer, anything. Let me explain. For those of you that saw my poster, then you you must have seen my Unix reference. Now, Unix is a simple way of saying a guy who is castrated for the purpose of saving a bunch of royal guys. Now, why am I bringing that up? It's because for a very long time, all the monarchs, aka kings and queens, and basically all the aristocracy across all parts of the world, whether it's Asia, Africa, Europe, they all had one thing in common. Most of them were men, too. Most of them have had multiple wives. Now, even though they had multiple wives, these guys did not want any of their wives to sleep with anyone else but them. I'll let that sink in. Take your homeboy, Solomon, for example. 900 wives. 700 wives. 300 concubines. God knows what would have happened to any of those wives if they were found sleeping with someone else. I don't know, because homeboy have not touched her in the last 3 years. Now, these guys that were the aristocratic guys, every time they got married to take multiple wives, you know, normal human beings with sexual desires like his royal highness. What happened was, these concubines and multiple wives, for example, they needed to be attended to. They needed to be attended to. In other words, they needed a bestie. Now, royal guys, whether from Asia, Europe, Asia, Europe, Africa, they all had one thing in common. They had this insane requirement for a lot of high position guys that served closer to the aristocracy. They had to be, you know, they had to become what they called eunuchs. It turns out that was a big, more like a, it was a, before we invented education, you must have at least a degree for you to have to be a judge, for example. Back then, for you to be a judge, first of all, you have to go through a series of initiations, one of which I think is the final one for a guy involves, your crown jewels, or sometimes both the two golf balls and the pitching wedge, were cut off. That was the final initiation for you to show that you will save no one but the king, to show your ultimate allegiance. You are putting a knife anywhere else on me, not downstairs. That's not happening, that's for sure. But anyway, believe it or not, a lot of people lined up to become educated. It's a good thing I went to school without, you know, having to cut any piece of me. Thank Spiritu Santo. Thank God for being born in the 21st century. But now, what happened was, all this bunch of eunuchs, for some reason, it's like they met spiritually and they discussed this. Because you see the same practice being practiced, the same practice was practiced in Africa, in Asia, in the Americas, where a lot of people that worked closer to the aristocracy, they had to be castrated. Sometimes they had to cut out the whole thing. And basically left homeboy with what a life to live. It's no amount of salary that will make me sacrifice that homeboy. Now, anyway. Believe me. Because the reason why I'm working for a salary is so I can put him to good work. Now, if there's a salary that sacrifice him, then there's no point, really. Like, it's really completely useless. Now, moving on. So, these eunuchs were told that this is a noble cause. This is so you can save your emperor and your empire. And, a lot of people lined up, and they did get high positions. But the main goal was, not for some type of loyalty. It had nothing to do with that. It had everything to do with the emperor protecting his, his bloodline. Their main goal is that if you bring in someone with functional hardware, it's just a matter of time before they start sleeping with my 1,000 wives. And you know one thing, what they say about broke guys, ladies, if you want a good weekend, get yourself a broke dude. Talking from experience. I am one of those broke dudes. And believe me, we are very good at what we do. That's because we are not, we don't have any choice. Like, guys, you cannot be broke and be terrible in bed. Like, believe me, that's the most, that's the worst thing that can happen to you. That's worse than COVID-19, you know, symptoms. That's worse than HPV, or worse than cancer, or forget all that. That's worse than death. Actually, what's worse than death? That's the worst second only to death. You can't be broke and be terrible in bed. It's either you are loaded and terrible in bed, or broke and good in bed, or rich and good in bed. Although that one is very rare. That one is very rare because rich people are always worried, and it turns out when you are constantly worried, it also impacts the performance and the home ground. It turns out, unfortunately. Which explains why rich guys are always worried about, how is the business doing? What's happening with the stock market and blah, 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 and all those things. Bro guys, when you are going for a broke guy, you are going for someone that is broke and they have accepted their fate. Because, if they are broke and they are still hustling, they are super stressed, so chances are very high they are going to be terrible. So, if they are broke and have accepted their fate, now you are looking at Mike Tyson of the bedroom. So, let's come back to power here because this conversation is getting out of hand. Karen is listening. 11 minutes past the hour of 10. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Mind the Gap with Helmut on Eagle FM. Moving on. Now, picture that for literally over 1,000 years, because this is about 600 BC. That this whole eunuch things can be traced back to. All the way to 600 BC. And who knows how much earlier than that it goes? Where you see a bunch of royal guys telling everyone who is not part of their family that for you to serve your emperor, you must be castrated. You know, for loyalty, it has nothing to do with loyalty. It had everything to do with them guarding their lineage. There's this, I think it was a 12 or 13 year old girl. Somewhere between 12 and 13 year old, a girl in the US that did, a genealogical research on all the presidents of the US and found out that, out of 47 of them? Out of 47 or 40 something of them, only about 3 or 4 of them are that are outside the bloodline, but 90% of every American president that have ever served as an American president have one common grandfather. I think they can all be traced back to, King George III of England. But one of those kings in England. 90% of them. So, how many elections have the US held in the past over 100 years that they have been in existence? And they have been voting guys that are related. And by the way, before you start saying, oh, you know what? I think the only exception is Obama. No, actually, he's in that category. You wanna know who's one of the exceptions? You'll be shocked at it. Donald Trump. Interesting. Nice. Look, that's the first thing that also came to my head also when I first came across that. It have got to be Obama because he's black. Yeah, no, put in mind he's a mixed race, so. What? So, eunuchs, the whole idea of, the whole, because eunuch basically comes from, interesting enough, the term eunuch comes from the Greek word meaning bed guard. As in someone that guards someone. When, guards, take for example someone, especially a royal, basically a bunch of guys with the right surnames in power, when, bedside. Now, this basically reflects their role in overseeing royal families and harems. Don't Google that for the sake of your sanity. Now, eunuchs were often trusted advisors and could rise in positions of power. Why? Because the emperor's kings and princes didn't have to worry about them procreating, aka assisting them in the bedroom, because, well, one of the requirements of one being a eunuch is for your crown jewels to be put under an okapi and then get rid of it. I don't think I would have been a eunuch, because, well, that's for sure. That's for sure. So, that's how far we were willing to go to conserve power, to keep power in one family. Guys in power were willing to castrate everyone who was not a member of their family before allowing them to work for them. Turns out, this is a practice that has been practiced both in Asia, in Africa, Europe, wherever, and all places where you found a bunch of guys who kept telling everyone that, well, the reason why I'm rich and you're poor is because, well, there is this guy upstairs called God. Now, you see, that guy gave me and my family power to rule over your behind, and which is why he gave us power, and, well, not you. You are a peasant and we are royals. Capish? Now, this had a lot of basically significant influence in a lot of things, from social to the way that we speak, our languages today. During the Norman, we're talking about somewhere around the 1600 Europe. That's why you see that, 1600 Europe, the Anglo-Saxons, these were basically the Normans, dominated by, the language they spoke was more of a cocktail between Old French and Latin. Now, these were the aristocratic guys. Now, the guys, as in every society, the aristocratic guys don't work. No. They are peasants that do the working. Now, the Anglo-Saxons were the ones that were doing the work, as in they were the ones that were producing the food that was eaten by the aristocrats. So, because the food was produced by the Anglo-Saxons, Anglo, where you get your word England, aka English, these guys spoke somewhat of a different language to some degree. Now, the aristocratic guys, those ones also spoke a language that was more dominated by Latin and somewhat French. Now, interesting enough, fun fact. When you look at meat, you know how I pointed out earlier that during this whole time period, the 1600 of the whole Norman thing, the peasants produced the food that was consumed by the aristocrats, aka the Normans. Now, the Normans, what the peasants called cow, the Normans called beef. What the peasants called pig, the aristocrats, aka the Normans, called pork. So, you see that, the cow, beef, these ones are more of English origin. Pork, beef, those ones are more of Latin-ish, French-ish, Normandish origin. The only difference between those two words, between the word cow and beef, is the word cow is coming from a lower class. The word beef is coming from a higher class. You know, the guys that were telling everyone that God gave us the right to rule over you, not anyone else, just me and my family. The rest of you guys, the same God, interesting enough, told us that you guys just have to, you know, work for us. Yeah. By the way, that's the same thing that you see, being practiced in ancient Asia. We're talking China or the Koreas, throwing the Japanese in there. And it's the same practice, the same lie you see being told in basically the entire Europe and Africa. They all resorted to one thing. The guy upstairs told us that the only people who are qualified to rule this realm is me and my family. And the rest of you, not really. The rest of you will just be, when I want a concubine, I will take one from you. But when you want to marry one of mine, that's not allowed. So, that's what we have done for power as a species. That's one. And then fast forward to the 1600s AD. The best example for this is Spain. What's one other thing that people have done for power, apart from castrating anyone else that was not a member of their family, if they wanted to save them, in, you know, in the name of saving the emperor, you know, being loyal to your country? I thought being loyal to your country was getting a gun and go and fight in some battle. Turns out, back then, being loyal to your country means you losing your crown jewels. I don't think I would have been loyal to my country. Well, every straight guy understands what that means. Because, see, God created this thing called a woman. It's wonderfully designed. Believe me. I'll tell you more if Karen was not listening. But because of that, moving on. So, now, child sacrifice is one of those things that has been practiced in all civilizations, all across the planet, by people in power to continue being in power. If you want to remain in that position, you have to sacrifice this kid. What? Yes. Yes. Oga, man of God, why the heck are you in that position if you have all this wisdom? Well, because, well, everyone has their course. Everyone has their calling. Mine is to oversee the spiritual realm. And, but I'm still broke. Because, well, the real world wants you to pay money for you to be given bread. Ain't nothing like, well, can I imagine showing up to ShopRite and going, the big guy upstairs told me to come to your shop to take that and that and that for free, and he will repay you in due course. You think the owner of ShopRite will allow them to be like, yeah, get out of here, man. But for some reason, those of us that are broke, when someone comes to your shop and says, let me take something for free, and man of God in Jesus' name will bless you. And he'll say, Oga, Baba, man of God, please take the bread. Oga, take the entire shop. When is my blessing coming? Just have faith. And by the way, for this blessing to work, when you get home, don't blink. If you blink, it will ruin everything. That's how you know this whole thing is a lot of crap. Because they are just giving you an impossible task that you cannot avoid doing, so that when you do it, they will blame you for the lie they told you not working. Well, it wasn't going to work anyway. Hey, someone out there with a titty is really writing their name in the, you know, my name in their titty, you know, in capital letters and bold. And anyway, just go bananas. My biggest problem with witchcraft, though, is that when white people invaded us, it took us adopting their weapons to fight them for us to liberate ourselves. Even though we had all these weapons that we could have used to fight them. Interesting enough, our weapons only work against each other. But when it comes to liberating ourselves, our weapons are just pretty much useless. Now, when you put it that way, you begin to realize that actually witchcraft is racist. Actually, witchcraft is more racist than white people. I swear, witchcraft is more racist than white people. You know, when a witchy white guy, witchcraft is like, no, that's not how I work. How about a witchy white, you know, a black guy? Which one? The one from Nigeria. Gentlemen, no, it doesn't work that way. Okay, the one from Namibia? Which one? The one from Oshana. Well, you're from Kavango, right? Yes. Well, you're going to have to pick someone from Kavango. Like, you know, someone you are related to. Okay, how about that guy, you know, my family member who is a beggar? No, that's not how it works. How about that one who is successful? Yes, you see now. Now you are getting the memo. That's how it works. What the heck have we gotten ourselves into? Imagine if an AK-47, every time that you pointed it at a black guy and pulled the trigger, it misfired. But every time you pointed it at a white guy and pulled the trigger, his behind was dead. What kind of technology would that be? But in a nutshell, that's literally witchcraft. Turns out you can witch everyone who is black, but not on Chinese, it doesn't work. On white people, it doesn't work. But on black people, it works like that. Black broke people, it doesn't work. Black loaded people, Hakaja. That's Shunwansi for now we're talking. Or fine. Or good. Oh, I hope I didn't insult. No, I didn't. Now you see how useless this whole thing is. But let me point out one more thing that people have done in the name of power. Oh boy. Now, for this one, the perfect example. You'll find, okay, they say, I'm not sure if the medical condition is the right term to use. They say, there's a condition where you'll find that, some people have a longer lower jaw than the upper one. Now, I'm not a medical expert. I'm sure there are a lot of reasons behind the cause of that. But one of those attributed reasons behind it is inbreeding. It turns out when you sleep with people that you are related to by blood, it screws up your genetic pool. Well, it took the Spanish a little over 200 years to figure that out. Now, for them to keep power in one family, they decided, you know what? Instead of going to marry outside your family, how about, you know, we just marry each other so that, well, the power and promotion in this whole prince, royal, duke, this and that stays in one family. And they practiced that for about 200 years. And it turns out when you practice it for that long period, it starts to show up in your, in your facial features. Now, something that, the first thing noticeable feature is what's called the Habsburg jaw. The Habsburg jaw, where you have a lower jaw is longer than the upper one. Now, the name Habsburg jaw itself comes from the Spanish Habsburg family that was in power until the 1700. 1700 when King Charles II of Spain died without an heir to the throne. And in an empire, when someone dies, when the king, for example, or the emperor dies without a son, that spells doom. Because then, who is going to take over power? Then that spells a lot of war. Well, after about 200 years of sleeping with each other's family members in order to keep power in one family, the Habsburg family learned the hard way that, having kids with people you are related to by blood is a bad idea in the long run. Now, that basically is what led to the War of Spanish Succession. Because King Charles II of Spain died without having a child. Why didn't he have a child? Wasn't he married? Well, actually, he was married. The problem is, he was shooting blanks. Actually, the gun was not working. Forget shooting blanks. And during his autopsy, they found that he only had, one testicle. And it was dark as coal. You don't have to be a medical doctor to know that, well, they're not supposed to be dark as coal. They're not supposed to be like that. But anyway, His Royal Highness actually had one that didn't work. And he also had, how do I put this in a more metaphorical way, in the name of Craig? You see, homeboy was born from parents whose parents were uncles and niece and nephews going back 200 years. Now, because of that inbreeding, And by the way, if you have yourself a doctor friend, just sit with them and they will explain this to you, they will break it down to you it has to do with your chromosomes. It turns out, we all have one faulty and one good chromosome. And, when you are meeting, for example, with a total stranger, chances of your good chromosomes coming together to make a baby are really high. But when you are keeping it in the family, chances of two bad chromosomes coming together to make a baby are also high. Then you have kids like yours truly, His Royal Dead Highness, Charles II here, who was, who was a product of, who was a product of years of inbreeding. Now, the doctor that performed his autopsy basically said this man was dead before he was born. Why? Because his family was so obsessed with keeping power in the family, they didn't want him anywhere. Well, they didn't want anyone marrying outside their family because they were scared that if they marry outside the family, sooner or later, someone outside the family will ascend to the level of an empire, to the level of king and take over the whole throne. And oh boy, did they suffer the consequences. The War of Spanish Succession followed literally because of that, because King Charles II died without having a child because he was impotent. Not important. Well, he was important, that's for sure. He was a king. But he was also both important and impotent. Important is when you are revered in society as someone who is high profile. Important is when you are not revered for shooting blanks. Oh dear. Hey, poor guy. Now, the War of Spanish Succession from 1701 to 1714 was a major European conflict triggered by the death of Charles II of Spain, who had no heir, leading to a dispute of who would inherit the vast Spanish Empire. Now, this is an empire that is, you have to put in mind, this time, Spanish was the superpower, which is why Mexicans speak Spanish today, because they took over the entire South America. They claimed that whole part. They had, all that war of the Cubans fighting for their independence against the Spanish. The Americans helped them, by the way, for some reason. Well, the Americans fought alongside the Cubans to kick the Spanish out. The problem is, when the Spanish left, the Americans basically took the position of the Spanish in terms of subjugation. Interesting. Well, empires do that all the time. Ask the Afghans. You know, when the Soviets were in Afghanistan, the Afghans went to the British and said, okay, the British and the Americans was like, can you help us? Oh, yeah, actually the Americans. And say, can you help us fight the Soviets to get out of our land? America came in, helped the Afghans fight for their democracy. And when the Soviets left, America was like, you guys have oil, right? Right. So what were the Soviets doing again? You know, those guys are mean. They were just exploiting our natural resources without, without paying us. Like, did that pay? Oh, yeah, billions of dollars. Right. From now moving on, we are the new Soviets. Ta-da! And we're looking at 20 years of occupation. That's just them. Now, that 20 years is a very new period. But anyway. Now, back to the War of Spanish Succession. Now, the war pitted France, who supposed to, Philip of Anjou, grandson of Louis the 16th, Louis the 14th, Roman numerals, Louis the 14th, against the coalition power led by Great Britain. And, well, the Dutch Republic. Picture this. That whole war basically started because a family that was power hungry decided that they would rather sleep with each other's family members so that they can keep power in one family, and then ended up with a genetical consequence of not giving birth. By the way, that was just one of those genetical or more like medical conditions they suffered from. One was that, a lot of their children did not survive past infancy. They had they had a blood issue where that when they start bleeding, they would literally bleed to death. Because again, the problem was too much inbreeding. We're talking over 200 years. So those guys made one giant problem. One family, power hungry, decided they would rather sleep with each other's family members to keep power in the family than go and marry someone outside to keep their gene pool clean and healthy. Because of that, they ended up with a king who could not, with a king who was firing blanks and therefore did not have any child. Because of that, and by the way, he had his own problems. I think he couldn't talk until he was at the age of, he couldn't talk until the age of 4, and he couldn't walk until the age of 8. Bro had all the medical conditions under the sun, thanks to his family for keeping it in the family. So, you may wanna, you know, consider dating outside your family on this one. Now, well, it's not going to have an impact on your family now. Over a long run, because it took the Spanish over 200 years to find out that was a bad idea. Now, when one royal guy died without having a son, no one was there to take over power. The French wanted to take over the throne. The British wanted to take over the throne. The Dutch wanted to take over the throne. So there was an entire war that broke out because of that. And thousands, if not millions of people died because, well, someone decided, you know, looked at their cousin and went, yum, yum, yum. Yeah. Moving on. Let's take a quick break from my very disturbing conversation. And then we can move on with more like what is in the papers today. Now, why did I ramble through that? Because the said story, like the one of Ingrid Masdorp here, and the one for, you know, I remember reading one. I was that 2019 for that unfortunate Avihe kid. It's one of those very unfortunate story of about our society today. When it comes to power, we're willing to do anything. Now, I'm not a social expert or anthropological expert to say that the reason behind this are all power motivated. It could be drugs, like France just told me before I walked in here. It could be drug motivated or ritual motivated or power motivated or just the flat out psychopathic mentality. But the power one, you know, this is basically the story that took me down the rabbit hole of everything I just basically rambled about. When it comes to power, when it comes to promotion, we're willing to do anything. Man of God, why am I not being promoted? The way I see it, someone is against you. And for some reason, every time either man of God or man of ancestors, every time they tell you that someone is jealous about your progress, they never really say, well, 50 Cent in the US is jealous about your promotion. Nah. Or they are not going to say, you know what, Xin Shu Huan somewhere in China is against your progress. Nope. It's always your closest family member. I'm telling you. Look, we need to amend something about witchcraft, because something is broken somewhere. These guys are supposedly seeing these whole powers, because a lot of us don't see how the power works. They're taking advantage of us. They're just lying through their teeth. It's how, you know, for the most part. For all we know, witchcraft is just one wonderful source of power. But the ambassadors representing it, these guys are money and power hungry. And they're just twisting everything left, right, and center. Those guys are mean. They'd be like, I had a dream that I spent a week of fasting with your wife. Man of God. Who gave you that dream? God. Well, if you spend a week of fasting and prayer with my wife, God is going to stop communicating with you via dreams. Because whatever conversation you two will have, I'll make sure you have it in person. Capish? Well, that's me if you say anything about, you know, if you have that type of a dream about my wife. You will meet that entity that you worship in person. We have shotguns now. Very easy to do it. You know, a lot of people, you know, resort to witchcraft. They go there and start witching. Some of us don't have the patience of waiting. Nah. Just adopt the... Again, if you look at how witchcraft is said to, supposed to work, it's like saying, you know, back to my AK-47 example. If you took an AK-47 and you pointed it at a black guy, it's not firing. You point it at an Asian guy, it's not firing. You point it at a white guy, bro is dead in half a second. Now,
that weapon is, that's not a very good weapon, is it? Because may I point out again that when we were colonized, we had to adopt the weapons of the colonizers. We had to figure out a way to acquire the weapons of the colonizers, which we then used to fight the guys that were colonizing us, to stop colonizing us. Now at this point, we had our weapons very powerful, you know, like lightning and thunder, according to my Nigerian brothers, which were just lying there waiting for us to bring colonialism to an end. And then, you know, that's when we can go back to our power and then we start witching the heck out of each other. That sounds way better than, what the heck? A quick break.
Mukungu lelekwa tuko maikuto wami na apidi kwa mavuchaziva. Mwvele kisema app ato lokasi nchavu kamso, zakale liferide, mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zali vuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba ep, mwikutwe kulimusie mba santo ye mwietuna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe, marizo hola mina. Hamuvone, imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa ep ilini, kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyalizwi la mlimu. Zengwi, zefu mani hamasifera sesifa ep ya imba, kize tatama. Elsin, Ehangano, Oshiherero, Omaemuriro, Catholic, Smane Kakarunga, Africans, Nizengwi Zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kereke ya mina, si ekezwe fa mkoloko walifera za imba, va 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufuma na imba kachenu, mkona kuifuma na fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Alright, the segment of what man is willing to do for power. That segment, just let's put that on a pause. Oh, look, it's a very long one. I know. Oh, dear. Oh, boy. You know, when I'm humming, I'm looking at a graph that was drawn by Encyclopedia Britannica, aka, or what I like to call Encyclopedia Colonizer, of how, King Charles II of Spain, his genealogy. I am telling you, that was a lot of family members getting married. Which is a lot of yikes. And by the way, that is not something that's unique to the Spanish. The Romans did the exact same thing. Now, if you're familiar with the guy called Nero, you have, the guy that literally hired a hit squad to kill his mother after she poisoned her uncle/husband, who was the emperor, Claudius, to ascend her son Nero into, look, the whole thing is just, it's flat out bananas. Well, you picture a situation where, you are a woman, you have a child. This child's name is Nero. Now, Nero is now this child that you got outside the, outside of wedlock. Because you are from a royal family, well, that kid is just brought up into some wonderful lifestyle. But the thing is, you want your child to be the emperor. Because you live in an empire where a woman being an empress is not really much of an option. So you decide, you know what? I'm going to get to that throne whether these people like it or not. Even if it means I have to marry my uncle and, well, obviously sleep with him. Yikes. And well, then I will poison him with mushroom. And when he's dead, he will have no choice but to ascend my son to the throne. And when my son ascends the throne, I will undermine him and run the empire, well, through his name. Which is why Nero went to the point of, you know what? I am the emperor, but why am I not making all the decisions, mom? You've basically taken over. And Agrippina, the younger. Agrippina was like, no, well, actually, no, it's not much of a problem, my son. We can do this. Nero was like, you know what? That's it. I'm done. Where are my assassins at? Hired a hit squad to kill his mother so he can keep being in power. Jesu. Look, if that's what it takes to be in power, I think I'm going to remain a comedian because, jeez. So in other words, if you are not sleeping with your family members, you're killing them for you to be in power. Yes.
Experience the best of freedom and flexibility with Flex. Parata's Flex bundles now offer you even more freedom of choice so that you can enjoy quality internet on the go or at home. Choose between fiber with mobile LTE or Sky-Fi with mobile LTE packages, starting from as little as 650 Namibian dollars per month, excluding VAT. You get more for less with Flex. Visit paratas.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide. Always
Paratas. Siwanasha Namibia. Kamberera omwakarunga koe pamwe.
Kumwe noka epa ketuka imba epa. 15 minutes to the hour of 11. My name is Helmut on Eagle FM and I'm here until the hour of 11. You know what? I have got to stop reading. This is why I play a lot of games, because every time I read about this whole thing, it just gets me asking questions like, so this is what it takes to be in power. You, okay, wow. Now, you count me out of it. Last thing I want is to run into my ex every time I attend a family reunion. Aye. Now, let's go through what's, you know, what we have here. Namibia's cash loans owed 8.1 billion. Well, it turns out we have money, guys. It turns out we have money, a lot of it. A lot of it. The report on cash loans, and this is just, these are just the micro lenders, aka, these are not the big lenders like the big banks. You know, not that type of cash loan. Micro lenders, aka, as in you operating under your house, and, operating in your house and lending people money, but you are registered with Namfisa. You have to, you can bet there are a lot of, there are a lot of micro lenders that are not registered with Namfisa. By the way, that's illegal. And also you are not allowed to confiscate someone's, identity documents or anything that has their personal information, like their banking cards, and then you ask for their PIN so that you can withdraw and they get paid because they owe you money. Namfisa finds out you're cooked. The statistics that's coming out of, the statistics that's coming out of Namfisa is that, as of the end of 2024, cash loan business in the country were owed 8.1 billion. This is according to the quarterly report of Namfisa, which regulates in a non-banking financial sector. So, the report says the loan book valued for micro lenders was 8.1 billion divided amongst 796. Whoa, that's a lot of them. Wow. Turns out we have money. We have money to run an economy. That's about 8% of our, basically, yeah, just, that's about 8% of our last year and this year's national budget. Yeah, give or take a few million dollars. That's a lot of give or take. Now, This was an increase of 12.8% term lender loans, which constituted 94% of the total loan book, grew by 10% quarterly to 7.6 billion. That's according to the report. Of this amount, 1.3 billion has been recorded to be arrears, meaning Namibians are defaulting on payments. That's a fancy way of saying you gave money to someone who can't afford to pay it back. If my salary is 2,000 bucks, and you are giving me a $3,000 loan at 30% interest, how the heck do you think I'm going to pay it back? That's on you. I'm telling you. Because, that's not a very good picture for, that's not a very good picture for microlenders. Actually, that's not a good picture for any lending institution when lenders are defaulting. Was that Zambia that defaulted on their debt? I think that was Zambia. And either Sri Lanka or Bangladesh, or both of them, at some point in the past 10 years, defaulted on their debt. Which is, now, these are countries, so they're all owed their debt to IMF. Poor IMF. And you can bet IMF is going to make it back anyway. Now,
no matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Mukungulele kwa tuko maikuto wa mina apiri kwa mavuchaziva. Muvele kisema app ato kasi nchavu kamso. Zakale liferire. Mise kunani zencha. Kuzwa kwa kushimba lifera zalivuka kuya kwa lifasi la lifera fama kepe. Muvone maikuto amancha a imba app. Mwikutwe kulibusie mba santo ye mwituna. Mwikole sifera fama kepe marizo hola mina. Amuvone. Imba encha ni encha farizwe ikopanya mifuta ya lifera matasa app ilini kukopanya naha ni kuhasa nyalinzwi la mlimu. Zengwi zefumani hamasi fera sesifa app ya imba kize tatama. Elsin, ehangano, oshiherero, omaemuriro, Catholic, simane kakarunga, Africans, ni zengwi zengata. Mululi zeze kachenu, haiva mtavira kulisfera sa kireke ya mina, si eke zwefa mkoloko walifera za imba, va 081-2358-063, kapa mlumere imele kwa digital@omalaiti.com. Muzive ni kufumana imba kachenu, mkona kufumana fa App Store ni Google Play Store.
Welcome back. We have 8 minutes before we call it a day. If you just tuned in, you are listening to Mind the Gap with Helmed on Eagle FM, and I'm here until 11. That's in 8 minutes. And it's a comedy show. Don't take anything serious. Just laugh and leave it here. Now, that discussion we were talking about yesterday. Before we get to how to donate your body. Donate in the name of medicine. Yay! Yay! I know they went through a few steps, but there's one step that they left out, which is one step that I basically sang through half of yesterday's show. And that is you may want to let your relatives know that you have donated your body. Because if you don't, I don't know how you're going to communicate that. Mom, Dad, I have something to tell you. I'm just picturing myself trying to have that conversation now. Mom, Dad, there's something I have to tell you. When I die, I die before you guys, I'm hoping I don't, because still wanna, you know, I still need time to enjoy life. Which enjoy life, seeing how broke I am, is beyond me. But the point is, well, if I die, you guys are not going to be able to bury me. Because, okay, you'll bury an empty casket. Okay, actually, that's a brilliant way of saving money. You guys will not have to worry about any burial. You can just save all the money. Because I've donated my body to scientific experiments. Hang on a second. Now, for those of you guys, now, this last part is going to sound dark. Those of you guys that are, I'm not recommending that you commit suicide. I'm saying that if you are planning on committing suicide, how about you just, you know, I don't know, donate your body so that the people at home don't have to worry about burying you. It's either that or you can just tell your uncle with an ATT to, you know, use you as a ritual. All these are ways that you can contribute to the economy. I did point out is what's going to be dark. So, how about we just go to UNAM and tell them, you know what, School of Medicine, UNAM School of Medicine, and tell them, you know what, well, for the love of science, I know life sucks, but for the love of science, when I'm dead, which could be any time from next week, I would like my body to be used for the betterment of society, like in a scientific experiment, you know, for not scientific experiment, for your, you know, for the students that are doing medicine to put it to good use, because I feel like I've not managed to put it to good use. Boy, that's dark. But anyway, I'm not recommending that you do. I'm recommending that you donate your body to science. I'm not recommending that you take your life. I'm just saying, in case. Yeah, this is the part where Dwight usually go with, oh no, man. No. Don't say that. But today is Wednesday, so Wednesday the e-villager comes out. That is the soft copy, or aka soft newspaper, produced by yours truly, Eagle FM. And you can subscribe to the e-villager, so it, it's a soft copy, so it comes in your inbox every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And if you are not a subscriber already, you can subscribe to it by sending the word subscribe via WhatsApp to 08120041440, 08120041440, and please do save the number so you are not a stranger. And if you have some information to share that is with Eagle FM, you can call 08328 8400. Like, you know what? And by the way, calling Eagle FM to say, I got fired at my job and I want to come on the radio and tell my story. Well, thank you very much for sharing. But if you got fired at your job, you may want to start telling your story to the Labor Commission there by the Ministry of Labor. And then Eagle FM. Don't start with Eagle FM and then Labor Commission. That's a bad idea. I'm just saying, if you feel like you are seriously disadvantaged. And one thing my colleagues have always complained is that even if you have an interesting story, when they ask you a lot of questions, you feel like they are grilling you. No, actually, basically, they are grilling you. But that's on purpose. Even if your story is legitimate, we are allowed to, you know, we are required to ask the story, you know, to ask all those questions. We don't hate you. We just want your story to get across without it being thrown out the window. Because if it's, you know, if we don't ask all the right questions, and we just, you know, give you a platform for you to tell your story, what's gonna happen is the questions that you are avoiding from my colleagues are going to come from the general public. Whether you like it or not, the questions are gonna come. So look at it. That's basically our way of preempting. We know that those questions, we know that as soon as we give you a public platform, those questions are going to come from the general public straight to us. So, believe me, when you want to tell your story and you feel like you are being grilled for no reason, that's what's required. We're a public platform. As soon as we give you a public platform, the questions that we are asking you are going to ask to come straight to us. So we just want to know the answers so that when those questions come from the general public, we know how to answer them. If we just gave you a platform so you can go bananas when those questions come and we're all going, well, we didn't ask that question, everyone will be like, well, what type of radio station are you guys? Now, no radio station or TV star or any newspaper likes to be asked that question, which is why, believe me, you are barely, chances of you running into me in the field are really slim, because that's how much I like my studio. Now, if you are going to run into any of my colleagues, first of all, be nice to them. And second, say hi to them and me. And second, if they are asking you questions that sounds like they are grilling you, that's a good thing, because they are question-proofing your story. If they are nice to you, not everyone that will call on Eagle FM is going to be nice.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE. Comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just $300 Namibian a month, and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always
prepare, Paratus. Shiwanasha Namibia. Kamberera omwaka runga koe pamwe na imba. Inokara uri kwa nima yesiga.
Welcome back. Well, it's 11 o'clock on the dot. That brings us to the end of our show for today. Again, when you call, this is basically how journalism work. It's not just an Eagle FM thing. Any media house that you are going to call in order for you to tell your story, they are going to ask you questions like you are the suspected, like you are the suspect. It's not that they don't know that you are the victim. First of all, we are not going to take your words for it. We are going to assume you are lying to us. So we are going to ask all the questions until you answer them. That's when we're like, actually, he's the victim. Now we can give you a platform. Now, any question that's going to come from anywhere, at least we've had your story. And if you are going to say, well, I got fired, we're going to call your boss and find out. We're going to hear both sides of the story. Because again, when we give you a platform, when we give you a platform here on air, millions of people literally are listening. Millions of people are listening. So, and they are listening and they have airtime. They will call in and ask questions. You can bet one of the questions they're going to ask is, did you hear both sides of the story? Did you try to find out what the employer's version of the story is? If the answer is no, we didn't do our job right. So, things people have done for power. We've been through that. And my time is up. Hence, wife two's presence. I know. Now, in 2 minutes past the hour of 11, that brings us to the end of Mind the Gap on Eagle FM. That brings us to the beginning of Sizo Masalicho with yours truly, Francine Nengela and wifey, hence the matching outfit. And
black.
Yeah, I know. Black all the way. So I leave you in the hands of Queen Avule and... okay, which one do you speak?
As we don't speak Queen Avule.
Which one do you speak?
Muzuhile Chuan. Yes. And you know, this is the thing that I usually tell people every time the other people, they are like, yeah, you must teach. No, let me not go very far. My housemates. My housemates have this thing of, constantly telling me, can you please teach us your language? Can you please teach? I'm like, guys, if I was speaking Suvia, maybe.
Mm-hmm. But
the language I speak, it's not an easy language.
Which one?
Especially Silozi. Silozi is not an easy language.
Well, okay, when you look at it from a language and tribal identification point of view, you begin to realize that Namibians, we don't know each other.
We don't.
We don't.
The fact that I come from Zambezi, and Zambezi is just next to Kavango East and Kavango West,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know any greeting in any dialect from Kavango. And I'm married to you.
I know, right?
And I don't even know how to greet you in Thimbukushu. I don't.
Wait, what?
I don't know. I swear.
Okay, University of Pilo, registration, done.
Exactly.
Well, so you have tuition fee, work done. Teaching classes start at around 11:30?
PM. 11 is too late.
Okay.
We have work the following day.
Okay, listen.
9:30.
Yeah. Let's make it 8.
Oh, 8:30.
Uh-huh, 8:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'll pick the condoms. Okay, you know what? Okay, the radio is off in Zambezi, right?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. Whew. That's a close one.
There's no smartphone, so you are safe.
Okay, Franz, just pitched in. And as we know, he doesn't have filters. Now, moving on.
Franz, what is round1.com.na?
Please let me go. I'm Siele Handy. Lukatovona happy kamuso. Yes.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.